Welcome to another episode of High Velocity Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and today we have our Dunwoody Chamber special, and as usual, we have our lovely co-host, Beth Summers, in the studio with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So what have you guys been up to? It's been about a month, I believe, since we've had you on.
It has been a month. We're just wrapping up the year. It was a good year, and we have two more events this week for the rest of the year.
Okay.
Tomorrow is our Young Professionals of Dunwoody. That's 21 to 40, age 40, business professionals in Dunwoody. And they're meeting at Vino Venue from 6 to 8 p.m. And then we also have our new membership orientation, which is tomorrow at Harry Norman at 4 o'clock. And that's for any new members as well as any potential members that just want to find out what we do for them and how we can promote their business.
All right. Well, have you guys started planning for 2014 yet?
We have. I have some new programs coming up and some new membership levels, and we're very excited about next year.
Are we keeping those under wrap? Or those
we are keeping those under wrap.
All right. Well, you brought two great guests with us today.
I did.
All right. We have Todd Pinkerton, the owner of Empire State Pizza and Growlers. We all love pizza and growlers. You can't beat those. So, and we also have Mike Muldoon, the president of DeVia. Well, Todd, we're going to start with you first. So, because everyone loves pizza and growlers, it's a great way to start the show. So tell us a little bit about your background, how you got into this, and how you ended up opening your own company.
All right. Well, I grew up, as an adult anyway, working in the restaurant business, and always enjoyed that, used that to pay my way through school. But I felt as I was starting a family, it'd be best to get out of the business. So I went into the building industry in 2005.
Right, I did that too.
Yeah, it was perfectly wrong time for me. So when that started collapsing, I started looking to get back into the restaurant business. And I was actually offered a job for exactly half of what I was making before I got out of the restaurant business. So that didn't sit very well. So I was pondering things, and I said, well, if I'm going to go work these hours, I might as well do it for myself. So we went ahead and bought a restaurant in Gwinnett County, and that's a small little pizza restaurant, and worked that for the last 5 years. But we live in Dunwoody.
Okay.
And so I've spent the last 2 years really looking for a spot in Dunwoody to open, and stumbled across this place over there in what I like to call the Dunwoody's Upper East Side. Some people call it Dunwoody Corners. Either way, it's a up and coming area. So we opened up pizza and growlers because Dunwoody wrote their laws to accommodate that. So at my restaurant there in Dunwoody, you can try a beer, have a flight of three beers, have a pint, a pitcher,
and then take it home with you.
And then take it home with you, right?
You can't beat that. So you named it Empire State. I lived in New York for 2 years. So how did you get the inspiration to do that? Did you ever live in New York?
I lived in New York for a little while, not too long, about a year. I did work in the restaurant business in pizza for a while. And actually, the reason Empire State came about, this is from my childhood. When we moved to Atlanta, Georgia, to Dunwoody, actually, from Charlotte, North Carolina, my third grade teacher, had me write a report on Georgia. So as I was plagiarizing my report, I opened up the World Book Encyclopedia, and there on the first page it says Georgia, the Empire State of the South.
I love that.
So it just kind of stuck with me, and then a lot of Empire State things, you know, get drilled into your head about New York, and I just thought, well, that would just be the perfect name for a Georgia pizza restaurant.
I love that right there. So my big thing is I love beer. How do you select what kind of beers you're going to have there? Because I know there's a lot of different growler shops that are opening up all over now with these different laws. And do you go with the local? Are you trying stuff yourself, your own special brew?
Well, on that idea, I would love to do that. We have a brewery that's opening up in Athens fairly soon that we have a connection to. Okay. And we would like them to brew our own house beer. But as of yet, we haven't gotten there, nor have they opened. And as for the selection of beers, I have 54 taps.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. So I have plenty of opportunity for selection. And right now, I haven't really focused on any one thing. The primary focus is trying to get things I've never had before.
Definitely.
And so we've only been open a little over 2 months, so some have certainly shown more popularity, and some have not moved at all. So it's just a learning experience, giving what the customers want, at the same time exposing them to things they might not ordinarily try. Mm-hmm. And I would like to get a more local feel as we move forward, just as long as that's what our guests like.
Definitely. So you've only been open 2 months. You're relatively young. How are things going so far? Is it a positive response? Do people love you being right there? They're like, wow, I always wanted this?
Yes, it has been amazing. The support from the local community has been outstanding. You know, we're in the hospitality business, and we are used to saying thank you a lot. But in this particular instance, we get told thank you more times, I think, from the local people there. They've been starved for something, for a sit-down family atmosphere, and that's what we provide. It's great on our busy nights to see whole different families shaking hands across the aisle because they're neighbors. It's a neat place.
So it's going to be a nice little local staple that people are going to know, a nice little pizza joint where families can come, and also people that want to try a bunch of different beers, they can come try them out and sort of get experience to them, right?
Right, and how we built it is there is a separate bar area. We don't restrict access to children, but if you are there just to experience the beer, you do have the opportunity to belly up to the bar and not have to worry about a bunch of kids sitting next to you. They might be running behind you, but they're not going to be sitting right next to you.
So I know when my grandfather was a kid, he used to be able to run down to the bar with a growler and grab some beer for his father. They can't do that anymore.
No, I don't think so.
So how did you come with the atmosphere? How was building out a restaurant? Because this is a unique thing. You didn't decide to go with a franchise. You're going with your own unique stuff. You wanted to decorate it a special way, get the atmosphere right, get the menu right. How did you do all that?
Well, the menu came about over 5 years in Lawrenceville.
Okay.
So that part was kind of taken
transferred
care
over. You, exactly. You knew it worked, so put it in there.
Absolutely. Except for one night about 6 months ago when I woke up in a cold sweat. What if Dunwoody's different than Gwinnett? Oh, God.
Oh, they're so different.
My food. But other than that, the build out of the restaurant, I did hire a contractor to do all the heavy lifting, but some of the accent pieces I felt I really wanted to do because my late father in law was a hands on carpenter, mm-hmm. and he took all the time that we spent together, we spent in his shop building different things, hanging crown, things like that. So although I'm no carpenter like him, I just felt everything we did with the build out of the restaurant, yes, was just kind of an ode to him. The corporation's named after him. We have a pizza named after him that supports prostate cancer research, which is what killed him. And so that was... There are some flaws in the build-out of the restaurant.
But those are on purpose. Right?
Well, not on purpose.
It's character.
It's character. And I know that I did it, and my wife did it. The paint on the floor, things like that, that's because we weren't professionals, but we wanted to do it. It's all done with love.
Well, Dunwoody, it's a huge community. A lot of people, even though it's really big, know each other, like you said. Have you been doing anything to integrate yourself in the community there?
Honestly, no, not really. I've been working.
It's only been 2 months.
Right.
So.
Right.
I have big plans for 2014. I think we've got our systems in place. Our staff is about up to where it needs to be, and that'll allow me to get out into the community. And that was one of the reasons I really wanted to be in Dunwoody, was to join the community. Everything in our other restaurant, everyone loves us, and we're all friends with these people. But at the end of the day, we go home. We're not a part of that community. Here, we're raising our child here. We're going to be in the elementary schools, the high schools.
The great schools.
The great schools. And maybe even getting better. Who knows?
Definitely.
And so I just really want to be a part of the community.
I bet your kids at the schools are going to be a big hit bringing pizza in every day.
That's the idea. And he will be no stranger. I have an idea of him not being able to get away with anything.
That's perfect. That's how I was as a kid. So what are the future plans for this? Is this going to be a one-stop shop? Are you planning to franchise this out? You want it to be all over? You want to make it up to New York? Where?
No. I think we'll stay in Georgia. The grand idea is 5. That's what we had when we started this whole thing. Of course, that was 5 years ago, and we had expected to have five years. 5 years. But things change. And then so has my thoughts now with the last 2 months running 2 restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is to do about 5 and just have a nice big business there that my son at the right age might be able to take over.
Might take it over. Is he already? Do you have him working in there, building character yet?
Yes. He
sleeping the floors.
He is a great salesman at 5 years old. He does a great job.
I bet he could just stand. That's your marketing campaign. Instead of having one of those guys flipping signs and stuff, just have him out there and go ask people. It'd be adorable.
Exactly. And he does that.
So what are you doing with the Dunwoody Chamber? How have they helped you out so far? Have you found the transition in Dunwoody pretty easy?
Yes. Yes. For one thing, I do have the Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. which I was not exposed to in Gwinnett County and still haven't. You know, I might.
Gwinnett's like a hidden business. There's so many businesses there, but you could never, ever tell. Mm-hmm. So
right. And so here, a good friend of mine that I went to high school with here in Dunwoody, Brent Morris, reached out to me about the Chamber. And I've joined, and I got to meet a lot of people because of it. And then, of course, with ribbon cutting ceremony and just getting my name out to the right people, I've had a lot of resources already, even though I've probably been too busy to utilize them all, like the meet and greets and things like that.
Well, definitely. Like you said, you're 2 months into a restaurant, and we talk to restaurant owners all the time, and you have to be a little crazy to open up your restaurant. That's what they say. They say.
Absolutely.
So how do our listeners reach out? Tell them where your location is and just the contact information.
Okay. We're at 5000 Winter's Chapel Road. And that is now Dunwoody, Georgia. It used to be Doraville. It's over by the water-holding lakes over there you may be familiar with. Our phone number is 770-680-5516. Our web address is www.pizzawingsbeer.com. And we offer takeout and dine-in. No delivery at this time.
Okay.
And
how did you guys land on Winter's Chapel? How did you select that for your location? I know you went into that a little bit, but...
Well,
there's so many other places around there.
Right, but I did spend 2 years looking at places. I looked at the Georgetown Shopping Center area. That wasn't viable because of the businesses there. I was always interested in Dunwoody Village. But those are the two retail markets that were open to me, because Perimeter Center is not the family type area.
Not at
that's,
all.
That's more the lunch crowd. So I was just searching around. I was actually looking for a different place on my way back from Home Depot. And saw the closed businesses there, and then walked in the next day to the Euro Euro, which is next door to me, mm-hmm. to ask that owner, you know, what he thought of the area, make sure it was the city of Dunwoody like I'd hoped.
Yep.
And walked in, and I knew him. We were friends 10 years ago.
That's fate right there.
Exactly. So we went ahead with it.
All right. Well, perfect. Well, thank you so much for being on, Todd.
Thank you.
We love having you here, and we'd love to have you come back on another time to tell us how things are going, maybe a few months or a year down the road, maybe next year.
I'd be happy to do that. Thank you.
All right. Well, next up on High Velocity Radio, we have Mike Muldoon, the president of DeVia. Did I say that right? Or did I
Yeah, and you actually probably accentuated that a little too much. It's the president of one restaurant right now, so but I appreciate that.
Still, it's president. Hey, so
sounds
it
good.
Sounds official. So tell us about DeVia and what kind of restaurant is it? Italian? That's my guess.
It is. Yeah, okay. DeVia is it's a fast casual Italian restaurant. We're actually Todd's got us by a week. We're in our 7th week right now. So also new to Dunwoody, but yeah, it's a fast casual restaurant. Come as you are. You know, you walk in, build your own entree. You've basically got three entrees that you can choose from, a pasta bowl, a salad, or a piatta, which is a traditional Italian wrap. So,
okay. Well, yeah. How did you get to this point? Just explain a brief history of Mike Muldoon.
You know, similar to Todd, this is all I've ever done. I didn't take the break and try to ride the construction industry, but this is all I've ever done. Started in Michigan, really in college, had no intention while I was in college to end up in the restaurant business. I was working part-time in a restaurant, bartending and cooking, and then just ended up staying with it. So moved to Georgia back in the early 90s, and it worked for a variety of different companies, but the group that I'm with now is AmRest, and stands for American Restaurant Group, and we're actually based in Poland, of all places, and have concepts all over the world. Yeah, we're in 9 different countries. But this DeVia was our first venture into fast casual, and we chose Atlanta or Dunwoody to do it in.
So is this the first DeVia, the only one that exists?
It is, yes.
Okay, so you guys are the flagship for all the rest.
That's right, so a lot of people watching. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right here in how's that process been getting to do this? Because normally it's like once you get the flagship, they start franchising it out, and that's a whole different process. But how are you guys building the systems and getting that ready and testing stuff out?
This is literally one day at a time. I mean, it's we're spending a lot of time in DeVille working this out. We've actually been working on the concept for about 2 years. We opened back in October. So, you know, you think when you're getting ready, you think you've got all the systems, you've got all the processes open, and then you open the door and you realize you're not even close, right?
Yeah.
You know, you forgot to even put prices in the point of sale system. So we are literally on a daily basis working to improve the day-to-day ops. But the important stuff, you know, good staff, great people, that's been one thing we've been really happy about here in Dunwoody is just the quality of people that we've had applying to our restaurants. So we're really excited about the team and feel great about the food. So those are that's what's important. Sir Todd can attest to that as well.
Definitely.
Get the food right, get the people right, the rest of it will come.
So fast casual Italian, is there a big market for that? Is there a competition? How do you guys set yourself apart if there is? Or
yeah, fast casual, if you look at the different categories in the U.S., fast casual really took off about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, casual dining and QSR have always been popular and have big share. But even during the financial crisis, fast casual just continued to boom. It was almost recession-proof.
Definitely.
Really a result, the consumer just has less time, less discretionary income, and that's what a fast casual allows. And what we've done with DeVille is our company, we have a long history of Italian food. We've got another concept that we own and operate. So we've been in the Italian restaurant business for over 20 years, but we thought, you know what, take that history, take the authentic recipes and bring it to fast casual. And so far, once again, only 7 weeks in, but we feel great about where we're heading.
So you guys are getting a lot of customers. People think it's a huge hit. Is it more of a lunch or dinner place? Or
you know, a little bit of both. We're definitely – lunches are – we're in Perimeter Place over there in the Super Target shopping mall area.
All right, yeah.
So definitely strong lunch crowd. But also, you know, at lunch, it makes sense for DeVille because we're – you can get in, you can get out fast, and you can do it for $8 or $9. At dinner, it works great because for the same reasons. You can get in, you can get out for $8 or $9. You can bring your family. You get your homemade sangria for $2.50 a glass.
Sangria.
You can't beat
that's
that
reason
right
enough to come really in for good dinner right there.
It's
yeah,
cheaper than any cheap beers. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, it works for lunch and dinner. So
you attract more of a family crowd or
at dinner time? Yeah, we're getting more families in there. So we've got we're priced right so the family can come in, not break the bank. The portions are right. So, we've got a lot of healthy options, but if you want to indulge, you can certainly do that at DeVille as well. But with your kids, you're going to have a couple of healthy options at an affordable price for them.
Right, they have tiramisu, too.
Well, that's what I'm about to talk to. Talk about the menu, the items on it.
Yeah, it's the tiramisu. I'll start there, thank you. But it's actually, we make it ourselves. It's the only dessert that we offer. It's just, we scoop and serve. It's fantastic. The guest is raving about it, so we've been real happy with that. Very limited menu. Most of my background has always been in casual dining, so we've had, six, seven-page menus with 80, 90 items on them.
Difficult. People don't want to pick between all those.
It's confusing, right? Too many choices.
Exactly.
So at DeVille, you can still choose. You can come in, you can have your pasta bowl, salad bowl, or your piatta. Choose your protein. We've got a variety. We roll meatballs fresh every day. We're baking the proteins daily. We keep nothing overnight. Fresh produce, fresh vegetables every day. So plenty of choices, even with a smaller, reduced-size menu.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what are the plans for the future, the short-term plans, long-term plans?
Short-term plans are just to continue to have fun and get this thing tweaked. I will tell you, we've had a lot of interest with our guests. A lot of questions about, are we franchising? Are franchises available? Which is really exciting.
That's
right?
Really, that's within 7 weeks, if people are like, hey, I want to open one of these.
It's amazing. And it makes for a lot of fun discussion with our guests. Right now, we don't have any plans for a second location at this point because we just want
to. Well, it's been 7 weeks.
Exactly, right? So we want to make sure we get this thing perfected right where we're at, and then we're going to talk about growth. But it really has been exciting and interesting to see the amount of interest that we've had from the local community on franchise opportunities.
Definitely. Well, that might be in the name. How'd you guys come up with it?
Well, it took us, as I said, we were working on this for about 2 years. DeVille means from the street in Italian.
Okay.
And the whole concept is built around this piatta wrap, which is Italian street food.
I haven't heard of that, too. So
you'll have to come on in and
I want to try one. I've been to Italy, too, and I didn't get a piatta. So
see, just like hot dogs in New York City, they're really everywhere you go, all over on the street. So We were trying to come up with a name that really helped describe where we are. And so, like I said, the whole concept, our signature item is the piatta. You know, you come in, we throw the piatta wrap on the iron skillet, we heat it right there in front of you. It's about half of the products that we're selling right now are the piatta. So it's been really popular. A lot of, you know, I don't want to say education, but a lot of questions from the guest on what a piatta is as well.
Yeah.
So that's certainly part of the whole process and the branding process. But Davia meant from the street, so we thought that it fit really well.
So earlier you mentioned you guys have some healthy options, and we know that that's a big trend. I don't want to say trend, because eating healthy, everyone should eat healthy, but it's been a huge movement recently. So what are those options?
You know, we have fresh salmon in our restaurant. Oh. So if you want to come in, typically – when people think Italian, you think heavy cheeses, pastas, sauces, and you know, and you can certainly do that at Davia if you choose to. So you have the ability to overindulge if you want to. But on the healthy side, we offer fresh salads. We make all of our own salad dressings. We have fresh salmon, chicken. So you can come in if you want to have the choice that day for a healthy option, you've got the ability to do that. But like I said, if you want to overindulge, we can do that and save some room for some tiramisu as well.
All right. Well, how are you finding being part of the chamber helpful in this whole process of starting a new movement?
This has really been exciting because we've had multiple chains in our history, and the chamber, you always get a different experience locally, right, with the different chambers of commerce. And what's really been exciting with the Dunwoody Chamber of Commerce is they truly are a partner, and it's been fantastic to see the sense of community here in Dunwoody. We searched. For about a year and a half, we were waiting for a place to open up. We literally went door to door where we're at, talking to owners about if anybody was interested in giving up their space, and we found one that was. So we were very excited about coming to Dunwoody, and the Chamber's just been a great partner for us so far.
Perfect. Well, what's the location? What's the contact information? How do people get there?
We are at 4511 Old Perimeter Way in the Perimeter Place Shopping Center. That's right around the corner from the Super Target over there. And our website is ourdavia.com.
Okay, perfect. Yep. Well, thank you so much for being on and enlightening us.
Thank you.
Well, Beth, you brought two new booming future Hall of Fame Dunwoody restaurants here on the show.
Both are delicious. I've been
definitely.
To both.
How did you find these guys? How are you guys helping them out? And how are you going to help other restaurants out to come to Dunwoody? I know you guys have been doing a great job.
We do. We work very closely with the city of Dunwoody. And they tell us, you know, what businesses are opening up each month, so we know ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And then we try to meet with them and get them to join the chamber. And if they don't join the chamber, we offer to do a ribbon cutting, open ceremony for them. And we invite all the appropriate people from the city as well as the local newspapers. And we write the ad for them and put it in the paper after we do the ribbon cutting. And then we invite them to come to all of our networking opportunities. And there's different ways that we can promote their business through our website, newsletters, and our Chamber Master, which is our database system.
Perfect. Well, can we go back over the events that are coming up before
yes.
the end of the year?
YPODS, the Young Professionals of Dunwoody, is this week at Vina Venue. And we also have new member orientation for all our new members and potential members for the chamber tomorrow at Harry Norman at 4 o'clock.
Okay. Well, last words, anyone that's out there that has a restaurant, for some reason they haven't joined the Dunwoody Chamber yet. They're going against the grain. What would you tell them?
Please join the chamber. We would love to work with you, promote your business. We also do, if you would like to offer discounts to only our members, we have those. That's called the member-to-member deal, as well as hot deals, which is to the public. And we do everything we can. We also would like to use your facility for some of our events, which is a great way to promote your business.
Perfect. Well, mm-hmm. How do they sign up? What's the contact information from the Dunwoody Chamber?
Go to www.dunwoodycommerce.org and membership applications online, or you can call me directly, Beth Summers, at 678-244-9700.
Great. Well, thanks for being
Thank
on.
You.
Great guests as usual. This is Kevin Finn for Beth Summers and our guest today, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on High Velocity Radio.